Track 9 and more news stories. Shallowford Farm on Dartmoor is inviting the public to a free community fete this summer to mark its 50th anniversary. The celebration will take place on Saturday, July the 18th, when the farm will open its gates for a day of family-friendly activities and entertainment. Visitors can expect farm animals, nature-based activities, Morris dancing, storytelling, games and food stalls, all set within the scenic surroundings of Dartmoor National Park. The event is open to everyone, whether they have been previously involved with Shallowford Farm or are discovering it for the first time. Shallowford Farm provides educational experiences for young people. And although entry to the fete is free, tickets must be booked in advance, with organisers warning that availability is limited. I have got a farm, it says tickets which are free are available via Shallowford Farm website. I haven't got that website here, and I'm afraid I haven't got a telephone number either, but I'm sure you can ask somebody to help you find that.
Less than 1 month left to get COVID vaccine. Eligible people in the South West are being urged to get their spring COVID-19 vaccine before the offer ends on the 30th of June. So far this spring, almost 500,000 people in the South West have chosen to top up their protection by getting a COVID-19 vaccine. However, time is running out for those who have not yet taken up the offer. Emma Redfern, Medical Director, Specialised Commissioning at NHS England South West, said, "You only have until the 30th of June to get your spring COVID-19 vaccine, so it's important that everyone eligible comes forward as soon as possible. This is especially important for adults and children over 6 months and those who are immunosuppressed, as COVID-19 can cause serious illness for those with a weakened immune system. This includes people who have blood cancer, such as leukemia, lymphoma or myeloma, have had an organ, bone marrow or stem cell transplant, have a genetic disorder that affects their immune system, or are receiving chemotherapy, biological therapy or radiotherapy. Topping up yours or your child's protection now can help reduce the risk of COVID-19 over the coming months. Appointments are available at local pharmacies, GP practices and walk-in clinics, but the offer ends at the end of the month, the 30th of June, so please do not leave it too late. If you're not sure whether you're eligible, please speak with your GP for further advice. In line with expert advice, the vaccination is being offered to the following groups in spring 2026. Adults aged 75 years and over, including individuals who turn 75 years old by the 30th of June 2026. Residents in a care home for older adults. Those over age 6 months with a weakened immune system. The COVID-19 vaccine helps protect against severe illness and hospitalisation and remains one of the best ways to protect those most vulnerable to the virus. Protection from previous vaccination or infection can reduce over time, so it's important to top up your protection. The NHS will contact those who are eligible, but you don't need to wait for an invite. The last day to book an appointment is the 29th of June, with GPs, pharmacies and walk-in clinics offering COVID-19 vaccinations until the 30th of June. You can book an appointment via the NHS app, online at the NHS website or by calling 119. You can also attend a walk-in site, locations for which can be found on the NHS website. If you receive healthcare at home, speak with your GP about a home visit. Those aged 75 and over may be eligible for both an RSV vaccine and a COVID-19 vaccine. You can now book an appointment to receive these at the same time in some locations.
couple complete Tough Danube kayak for charity. A couple have completed a marathon kayak trip to raise money to help Dawlish residents. Mark Jones, leader of the ROC Church, and his wife Jo have made it to the end of their 200-mile kayak ride along the Danube River. They have raised almost half of their £2,000 target. The couple, who are both in their 50s, have funded the trip themselves, so all money raised will go to the ROC charity, which runs Dawlish Community Larder and works with local schools and provides family mentoring. The 9-day trip began west of Vienna and ended in Budapest. At the finish, Joe said, "We made it, final destination Budapest, with no capsizes, one amazing time, many lessons learned, and a few hairy, scary moments. We are leaner, fitter, healthier, and ready for some dry land days." Along the way, there were eventful and challenging days. They encountered high winds and backwash from a high-speed ferry, which almost capsized them at one point near the Slovak border. They had to navigate narrow passing places between the shore and massive ship with them in the eddies in between. In Hungary, days were long and tough, with big water but little flow. Even a thunderstorm failed to stop their journey. In Slovakia, they faced travelling through a very narrow shipping lane with huge, deep and heavy barges, which produced a large wake. And stone groins in the middle of the river meant the pair were pushed into the shipping lane. However, Joe added, "Most of the way, we were covered in beautiful tree blossom that feels and looks like soft cotton." The couple are now heading home to recover.
Man admits attacking two people. A 27-year-old Newton Abbott man has admitted carrying out a serious attack on two people in the town centre last month. Aidan Seal of Berry's Wood has pleaded guilty to two counts of wounding with intent and one of possessing a bladed article at the Swan Inn in Highweek Street. Exeter Crown Court heard the two victims of his attack were a man and a woman. No details of the attacks were outlined during the brief hearing, with Seal appearing remotely from HMP Exeter. The case was adjourned until later this month for reports, and Seal, who has no previous conviction, was remanded in custody. Judge David Evans told Seal, "Obviously, immediate imprisonment is likely. I'm not ruling anything out entirely, but I am not making any promises whatsoever."
Biker sustained life-changing injuries in crash. Witnesses are sought following a collision in Newton Abbott which left a motorcyclist seriously injured. Emergency services were called around 4:40 p.m. on Friday the 5th of June following the collision between a yellow Honda motorcycle and a grey Kia Sportage. The incident happened on the Torquay Road at the junction with Ford Park. The motorcycle rider, a man in his 50s from Torquay, sustained serious life-changing injuries and was airlifted to Derriford Hospital by air ambulance. Anyone who witnessed the collision or has relevant dashcam footage to assist the police with their investigation is asked to make contact through the force website or by telephone on 101, quoting log number 516, 5th of June.